Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom Brady's just about done. It could be his next game he plays. It could be a year from now. But he is going to fall off a cliff.
That was three seasons ago. What's his name? Max Kellerman? Tom Brady. Hasn't been Tom Brady this year.
He is going to fall off a cliff.
I wouldn't say he's fallen off a cliff. He hasn't been at his best. Not his best year by any stretch. I think a lot of this has to do with who he's throwing to. A lot of it has to do with maybe him not being at full health. Some of it having to do with making terrible decisions like his pick that he threw in Miami.
Or timeouts, yeah.
Or forgetting the timeouts, just weird.
Which was brutal.
Tom Brady things.
That's worse than anything, I think. More so than a throw. Like, that's textbook, man. That so, dude doesn't mess that stuff up.
The NFL national lead writer at Bleacher Report is Mike Tannier.
Tannier. Oh, French guy.
He's also the co-author of the Football Outsiders Almanac.
Ooh. Outside looking in.
Right off the bat tells me that he's a stat nerd.
Thank you.
Right away. And then you read the headline. His passing numbers don't lie. Tom Brady really is getting old.
All right, let's hear him out.
This is the guy that will sit there and give, like, Craig Biggio the vote for the Hall of Fame because he hit certain numbers,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
This story
sucks. Can you do it for 6 years? Yeah.
This story...
It's clickbait.
This story aggravates me.
This is...
Not
this
because
typical,
it says Tom Brady is not as good anymore.
Brady's a household name. Everybody talks about him. This is a playoff week clickbait article for the web. That's what it is.
He says Tom Brady is getting old. That's not a hot take.
No,
simple
I know. 41.
Fact. Brady is 41. That's creaky back, graying whisker old... Older than all but one full-time starting quarterback in NFL history. Warren Moon, 98, the only one that beats him.
Yep.
He says kale smoothies and new age workouts can make Brady one of the healthiest, spryest 41-year-olds on the planet, but nothing can make him 31 again. Brady's statistics are in decline.
You sure 2-6 show didn't write this?
He says, again, that's a fact, not a take.
Yeah, in fact, again.
This is my problem, though. It is a take. Because you then, this guy, we'll just call him Mike because I'm not sure on his last name. I apologize.
Fucker.
I'm not doing that to be rude. He then lays out all the numbers, which I get it, are all legit.
Right.
Numbers, very much in decline. It's why Brady's not even close to hitting any of his incentives. Statistics, down in a lot of different ways. Great. But this is my problem with the stat nerds. You then can't put it into context. You have no idea what to do with it. You just say, numbers, not as good as they used to be, therefore he sucks. It must be his age. It must be that he's old.
Mm. Was he there during the Buffalo game when it was brutally windy and cold and you really didn't have a passing game? You couldn't throw the ball that day.
This
like,
point
you factor that in?
Is legit, and it's something we've all seen. He says, by now, Patriots fans are hulking out of their old Wes Welker jerseys. And composing none too polite tweets for me to savor at my leisure. So there you go. There's the Patriots fan hater pointing there. So let's clear this up right away. No one is comparing Brady to Bortles, Taylor, or the recent versions of Eli or Flacco. And game manager is only an insult if you want it to be. Because he's calling Brady a game manager now. He says, but even the raw data point to obvious weaknesses in it, but even the raw data point, the raw data.
What is raw data? What does that even mean?
Looking at just the numbers point to an obvious weakness in his game. And this is what he refers to. The splits, career averages, and NFL rates on third and four or more yards to go. So third and four or more situations. Brady in 2018 on third and four plus.
Yep.
Has a completion rate of 50.5% and has converted 34% of those plays for first downs. Last season, the completion rate was 55.9% and the conversion rate was 41.4%. So there's a drop just from last season.
Yeah, I think Amendola was on the end of a lot of those.
From two seasons ago, he completed 65.3% of the passes and converted 43.2%. Career average, 57.6% completion and just under 40% at 39.8%. The league averages this year, completion percentage 58.9%. That's 8 points higher than Brady. And the conversion rate is 36.2%, which is a couple of points higher than Brady.
The obvious issue with
so
them,
he has been his statistics are below average on third and four plus. So they've had a harder time converting on third and four or more, which we would all say, yeah, we've seen that.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, they don't have that quick guy underneath who really can get open the way that
you didn't have Edelman
used to.
I'm not making excuses, but you didn't have Edelman the first
month?
Four games. I think
Edelman missed a month, and then he wasn't Edelman for the whole year.
And I think he's starting to be Edelman, but I think Deion Lewis helped you a lot because you didn't know if he was going to run or if he was going to catch. They don't throw the ball to Sony Michel. Like, if Sony Michel's in the game, he's running it. They haven't run a screen. They haven't run a check down. They haven't run an angle. They haven't run a flat. They tried to run a flat. He threw it in dirt next to him or threw behind him down Jacksonville. But Deion Lewis on third down was a viable option in the back of his head that he's going to break someone's legs and I could go to him. Then you had Amendola. Then you had 2 years ago, you had healthy Amendola, healthy Edelman. You didn't have Gronk. That's when Gronk had the back surgery. But at least you had James White and Deion Lewis.
So this person
the
writes,
groupings have changed.
It's one more indicator. He slipped rather significantly.
Well, then you're
not just from his
Josh
career
Gordon
peak,
too.
But also from the last two seasons' performance level and the standards we would normally apply to a top-tier quarterback. Really?
But he's arguing he's top-tier right now.
No, he's not. He's not top-tier.
Yeah.
But to say that it's because he's old and can't make that throw anymore? What are we arguing here?
They win Sunday, and he beats Philip Rivers, and he game manages another victory, you're back in another AFC title game.
But this is where...
What do you write
this is
week?
Where this story gets stupid.
Yeah.
Downright stupid. The Patriots have been compensating for Brady's limitations with run-heavy game plans. Agree or disagree with that, so?
They do what they have to do.
They're running the ball because Tom Brady can't throw it anymore?
No, they drafted a running back.
Because he's limited
round,
as a quarterback?
And they lost Deion Lewis in free agency. They've readjusted the backs. They've actually taken James White out of it because Rex Burkhead is back in. Burkhead gives you the ability to flex him out and throw more. It's almost a tease because you have too many guys you could throw it to. It's like either run James White or run Sony Michel and let's go. And put James White in on third down. Like the Burkhead situation forces their hand. They made him go to Josh Gordon. He was forced to go to Josh Gordon at times because he didn't have anything else.
He says, Brady, this is the argument that I just completely disagree with. Brady still has the touch, accuracy, and decisiveness to deliver some big throws. And familiar targets like White, Edelman, and Gronkowski, who can still beat coverage and help him turn short passes into big gains. Actually, wrong. Edelman can't beat coverage the way he used to. Gronkowski can't beat coverage the way he used to. And when Gronkowski catches the ball, he doesn't go very far.
You have him run
one
backside seam route off play action with the tight end. It was your bread and butter late in the year last year. Maybe they're saving that for this week. You haven't ran one completed bang route. Or you go empty and you're hitting Edelman in the middle of the field on a little dig route, little slant, little looking. Like, that's not part of your offense anymore. You're trying to find creative ways to get Cordell freaking Patterson the ball. I mean, go back and look at snippets throughout the year. Is he had issues? Sure. Is he done with the leg? Maybe. He ain't going to tell you. He never did. He didn't tell you when he had a hand. He had the hand. He didn't tell you when he had broken ribs. And he got that thing shut up. Never heard about the shoulder. Nothing.
So the conclusion here is Brady is old and his skills are slipping. The numbers don't lie. It's only controversial among those who don't want it to be true.
What? What do you mean it's controversial? What's the controversy?
Well, I'd say there's controversy. I think this article sucks. I think it's written by someone who hasn't watched a Patriots game all year.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
I think it's someone who has no clue what is actually happening in the games themselves, but he gets buried in the stats on Football Outsiders, and these numbers are not the same. Therefore, Brady blows.
It's like a baseball guy forced to cover a football game.
And that's not to say Brady hasn't had a bad year, because he has. For him, he's had a bad year.
Sure. This is what you do with, like, starting pitchers, like in the month of June. You know what? We'll put May aside, and we'll look at this 10-game snippet here, and we'll evaluate it. We'll look at the numbers. We'll look at war, all that stuff.
No, I hate the stats.
I can't stand stat nerds.
They you know what it is?
Swatch a game. That's why I hate the quarterback rating. I do not like the quarterback rating.
They take no enjoyment in actually watching and forming an opinion on things.
And my biggest argument, too,
and you say actually enjoying the sport itself.
Well, you say you like the quarterback rating, Brady's numbers down. No. Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers against Buffalo. He had like a 130, against the Jets, where he threw what? 4 touchdowns, no picks. He had like a 134 something, which is through the roof. Was he great in that game? No, he missed the wide open Chris Hogan. But his quarterback rating dictates that he was almost perfect in that game. I can't stand quarterback rating. You look at it, tell me, is the guy a winner? That's all you need to know. Can he get the team in the end zone? Quarterback rating. Above it, war. Give me that crap.
The action update is brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels, the only places in New England you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbetri.com.
Here's the action update. And also check out the Over Under 98.5 podcast on our 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
There have been line moves on 2 of the 4 divisional playoffs this weekend in the NFL. Early money came in on the Kansas City Chiefs, who opened 4.5 and moved as high as 6-point home favorites Saturday against Indianapolis. The line has come back to Chiefs -5.5. Early steam on the Chargers-Patriots game Sunday has been in the direction of underdog LA, which went from catching 4.5 now to 4 points visiting New England. In the other games, the Rams are still favored by 7 over Dallas, the Saints 8 over Philly. For the latest odds all the time, visit vsin.com. From Las Vegas, I'm Ron Flatter. This has been your action update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I don't think there are 3 words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I got a bottle of Orange Crush in the car.
Do you really?
Yeah, my kid left it in the back. It's out there today. Orange soda. A little pop.
Orange pop.
This guy is
stuck. Went down to get himself a cold pop?
Pop and a hoagie.
What happens if Brady comes back and has a great year next year?
This guy's an idiot.
What's this guy? No, what's he going to do?
Well, you can't do anything because you can't. You're arguing numbers.
No, these slaves to the statistics. What's he going to do next year?
Could you imagine they get 2 studs on the outside
then
and
what?
They blow doors and numbers go through the roof? 40 touchdowns.
He can't tell us it's because he got better personnel around him. He can't tell us it's because he got a better tight end
He found a youth.
According to this guy, yeah. Gronk is still Gronk. Edelman is still Edelman. Not to mention that he lost something on the outside and. They tried to replace him with Josh Gordon.
Imagine they go away from
who's
Gronk,
now not
save
on
the money,
team.
And bring in like a Kelsey-type catching tight end. It could be a bread and butter under 5-yard, like 3rd and 5 guy. I'm going to bang it on this guy. Just, you know? Things can change. things happen and change so quickly in 1 year in this league. Happens in a week. Hey, we're going to go back to this time last year, Charger Week, at some point here during the show, but things change like that.
Yep. If I'll tell you, if they bring back the same team next year, you can expect more of the same from Brady. That's how I feel.
Same guy. I think he's the same guy every year.
But I think you got to bring back a better team.
Like, I get more upset about the brain fart about the timeout. Like, that stuff you shouldn't have to worry about with that guy. Like, you don't even coach him up on that. Like, how's that happen? It'll never happen again. Man, just
you think Brady goes to OTAs this year?
I don't know.
Do they draft a quarterback?
I don't know.
That might be, that might affect the answer.
How about this, Mr. Hand? I don't know.
Can I put it another way, Jim? How about they go out and they get someone legit to add to the offense? Does that change it?
I don't know.
You know, they say
drafting a quarterback makes it more likely that he goes to OTAs than getting a stud receiver.
So if most of this drama stuff supposedly is buried, maybe he does approach. Maybe it's a meet you halfway. Like, you know what? Like the first 2 weeks of your workout things, I really don't lift anymore. But when you ramp it up in that third session, like, spit my son
out again. So he doesn't care about his family this offseason?
No, he does.
Right. Does he care about
the
family?
Well, she wants to be happy again. What did she post
on
Instagram?
By the way, huge day for Josh McDaniels' family today. We should point that out. We should. For all the finger waggers out there from a year ago. Just want everyone to know. I hope you all send them a congratulatory card or message or, you know, maybe an edible arrangement. Something to celebrate the day.
I like the melon ones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like the ones that, like the cut, where the watermelon is the bowl, you know, where you make the.
You don't need that. No, you just stick it in there with the skewers.
Oh, you're just like, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. They're just easy to grab.
I like how they make the flowers out of the pineapple. That's really nice.
Imagine how much extra pineapple they lose.
A little piece of, like, you know, honeydew melon that's ball.
You think they have one of those stamps that's like a cookie cutter stamp? And they just stamp.
Oh, something like that. Yeah. But this guy has nowhere to go. The stats people. You got nowhere to go if Brady comes back.
What are you going
to
do
if the team is better? If Brady decides to be fully invested in everything from the get-go, they make some adjustments to the roster.
He and Bill are good.
And then all of a sudden he comes back and has a great year. You got nowhere to go, stat geeks. Nowhere to go.
Maybe Brady's not questioning his convictions. What am I doing this for?
All of it.
Yeah. Another year removed from Malcolm.
All right,
I think you're in a better mindset.
Jim is in Rhode Island on Brady. Jim.
Hey, guys, I've been waiting for a long time. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Go.
No, I've been waiting to bring up this point for a long time.
Oh.
Joe, you being an ex-quarterback should have some real good insight on this. It's kind of a two-part question, but my first thing I want to know is, do you think that the coaching that Brady has been that Brady has had through his career with the Patriots has a lot to do with how good he has been?
I'm confused by the question.
Has coaching impacted Brady and who he is as a quarterback? Has coaching been a main factor for him? Is that what you're saying, Jim?
Yeah. We're having McDaniels and Belichick.
I mean, you've had the same head coach for 19 years. I mean, the stability part of it, I think I'd have to answer that as yes. And you've had a guy come back as coordinator. You know, Billy O'Brien. You know, that's still Charlie's offense. Charlie instilled this in him. And Brady was a different guy first 3 years.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking you that is because I'm loving hearing the fact that McDaniels is staying here is because I've been saying for a couple of years that why don't they go get Blake Bortles? And before you say, he sucks, the guy's had five different coaches, you know, three different coordinators or vice versa. And this guy's a five-year veteran or whatever he is. And you don't have to worry about getting a guy out of college fresh, you know, in the draft. And I think he'd be the perfect succeeder to Brady. And I got one more thing I want to say about McVay, the coach there.
Yeah.
Every time I see his hairdo, I think of Cameron Diaz and something about Mary. Which puts the girl in her head.
I think about the Shermanator from American Pie, American Wedding. Like, he reminds me of the Shermanator. Like, I am the Shermanator. Yes, I am. Engaged. Fully engaged.
It does have a high, very high peak in the middle there.
Sure does.
Yeah. Got a good head of hair, though.
Yeah.
Nice hair. Respect the hell out of
that hair.
Wish I had some more hair.
You see DeStefano.
But anyway, the point about Brady and coaching, could the Patriots get a retread instead of drafting somebody? down the road. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I've Blake Bortles doesn't get me excited. I'd rather start with someone out of college.
Yeah, but there's snippets where he plays well. You know, I think there's stuff you're intrigued at. Size, athleticism.
Can I tell you where there is no future? No future whatsoever.
Where? Hoyer?
Hoyer.
I knew you were going to do that.
So going forward, would I rather have a Blake Bortles, we'll say Blake Bortles type, right?
Hoyer's a guy. You're not building to anything. Hoyer is an emergency, press the button, get through a game thing.
Right, and my point is I'd rather have a project as the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I would rather have a project and there be a potential for a future with the backup.
You upset that they didn't draft a guy like Lamar Jackson and develop him after what you saw this weekend?
I'm not, because you know me, I'm not about drafting a quarterback when you have needs on your roster. In fact, I'm not going to be about drafting a quarterback come this spring for this team. They have picks. They need to use them. They need to use their picks in this year's draft to help this year's... They need the 2019 picks to help the 2019 Patriots.
We started looking at picks yesterday.
I'm not upset about that.
We started looking at picks yesterday. They got a bunch of picks, man. They got a bunch of picks in the first three rounds. They get a chance to make an impact.
Use them.
Use them. There's time to get to that.
And improve your team. Dan in New York, we've gotten a couple calls on this today. Trevor Lawrence to the Patriots. Is that your question, Dan?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't know you got a bunch of calls for it, but I guess it kind of lines up well with what you guys were talking about in terms of McDaniels.
So in 2 years, you want them to go 0-16.
They're going to have to really suck to get him.
Yeah, but we're talking about Brady's decline. I mean,
I'm not talking about
Do you understand he's going to be the number one pick?
I do understand that. But we could have assets to trade.
Trade your old draft to get that.
No. Do you really think in 2 years that the Patriots are going to be the team on top of the AFC East like they have been the past?
Based on the division's ineptitude?
Hold on. Is Brady the quarterback?
Brady's the quarterback in 2 years.
Then no. Nope, I don't.
You think you're going less
Tom
than
Brady,
eight?
Brady, as the quarterback, is never going to have a losing record. He's not going 7-9. With Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, you can't win, really. It's hard to lose more than six games. It's hard. It's an automatic 10 wins. Automatic. What were they in 2002? They were 9-7, right? Is that their record?
2002? I think so, yeah.
There was the 1 year that they didn't
have. 1 year they missed, yeah.
The 1 year that they did not
have.
Other
than the injury, the 11-5 year.
Yeah, that's the 1 year they had 9 wins. And that took a lot of bad football. They screwed up a lot that season. Played a lot of bad games, a lot of sloppy football. They ended up 9-7. That was sort of a Super Bowl hangover year for the Patriots. They got right back on the horse and then won two in a row. No, they're not going to the basement of the NFL with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Even if Brady is 43 years old, they're not doing that. That's not what they'll be. You know how many draft picks, how many first-rounders you'd have to give up if he ends up being what we think he'll be? Number one overall? I think he's
off the board, unattainable.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run.
Keep your foot. Bert Breer will be with us tomorrow on the show.
Oh, that's exciting.
From the MMQB.
Nice.
He asked Anthony Lynn if the Chargers had considered staying on the East Coast this week between a game in Baltimore and either New England or Kansas City. He said yes, but it was too late. It was so late. When you get the schedule before the season, you can plan this stuff. When it happens, you have a week's notice. Logistics of doing it are really hard. We just couldn't get it done. But this is a tough football team. We'll go back to the West Coast, prepare, and we'll come back to the East Coast, and we'll do it again. Bert writes, after a little more digging, I found out the Chargers actually investigated sites near Baltimore and New York, and they felt confident they could get hotel space and a practice site. So you think right there, that's two big things on the list.
That's your two biggest things.
A place to practice and a hotel.
Sleep and stay and a place to have meetings, meaning you're going to have ballrooms, multiple ballrooms available to you. Can you quarantine part of the hotel? Answer's yes. Do you have an indoor facility? Yes.
So what's the issue?
I don't know. Beto, what else? What else could there be?
Bert writes, the real issue? Question mark. Getting their digital video up and running to where it needs to be.
This is pathetic. This is so bad to even talk about. This is
they couldn't get portable with their video.
This is embarrassing. This is demeaning to the sport. This makes no sense whatsoever. When you travel and the way I see some stuff and the way they do it, we could have this thing up and running on a freaking bus. And a team has their whole broken down third down reel, first down reel, entire game available for them to watch on an iPad.
On the one,
the second they get on a plane.
On the flight home.
On the flight home.
The Patriots have the availability.
This has nothing to do with the Patriots plane.
Okay, but the Patriots, because that's what you're most familiar with.
Yes.
Hand out the iPads on the flight on the way home, and the film is there in their hands.
Yeah.
On the way home. Not like 2 days later.
I'm sitting there listening to you in the postgame.
You're in
and
Miami.
You and Murray going back and forth.
You get on the plane in Miami, and they got the iPads at the door.
We haven't even had the 1 hour, and they honk the buses, the five buses, getting ready to depart the stadium. And the video team is already up and running on bus four where we sit. And I'm not going to give you all the details because it's them crunching stuff. That's all. It's simple stuff.
So the video
team, you got good people,
goes to work
do,
after the game.
They're already breaking down film before we even depart the stadium. I'm talking less than 1 hour after the game. So that when you get on the plane and everybody and their mother get their bags and marketing's on and you know, the team equipment's already up and loaded, before you even taxi and take off, before anybody even has a snack, you have the ability to have an iPad in front of you with the game.
Look at that. Look at that. Tech.
This must be so hard for the Chargers to do, though.
They're not portable. They're not portable enough. They're back there firing up the projector.
Oh, that I love that sound. That puts you so to sleep.
Yep.
That just takes me back. Guys leaning up against
the
wall.
Coach at the front of the room with
the
pointer, the stick with the rubber end on it, you know?
Yep. Right there. Look at this. Boom. Getting there, right here.
Yep.
Chung, what are you doing? Huh? Ray Parker. Hey, Chung. What the hell you doing here, son? I'll teach you how to block like that. We'll call another damn run and play.
They also couldn't get a full training room going on the East Coast, they said.
That's funny.
What's in their training room that's so special they can't relocate?
Tape, Flexol 45, 444, ice. Whatever you want to call it. Ice.
Could they get an ice machine?
Bands. Hotel of ice makers?
Bands.
Think they have plastic bags that put ice in?
Couldn't get enough ice.
Gatorade cases?
I mean, really, they sound stupid.
It's called TB12.
They sound dumb.
Could you imagine?
You rent them some space.
Oh, yeah.
What do you need?
Yeah,
come on in.
Everything's available for a price.
Box of nuts. Give you some nuts. You guys can eat nuts all day. Sit there and chew on some sauce.
Good marketing towards another NFL team.
Sure is. Ooh. You can open up one of those in San Diego. That's a nice spot for it. Oh, they're not there anymore.
Or LA.
LA.
I think that's in the works.
So that's why the Chargers could not stay on the East Coast, even though they wanted to. So, does the travel matter? Yeah, maybe a little tiny bit. But don't say it's meaningless because they didn't want to go home. If they had it in an ideal world, the head coach of the Chargers is telling you, I would have preferred to stay out east. We couldn't pull it off. I wish we could. But we're not going to use that as an excuse.
Your owners,
home, we'll be back.
Your organization's cheap and they didn't want to pull the plug on it. That's what they didn't want to do.
Their organization is notoriously cheap.
Right. All I know is this. Last year, they stayed at the Air Force Academy, the team.
Patriots did.
Came together. What did they end up doing? Going on a Super Bowl run. A couple years prior to that, what did we do? We stayed out in San Diego after we played in Green Bay. What did they end up doing then? They went on another Super Bowl run. Sometimes when you get together, we've talked about this with the Celtics when they went overseas. When the Bruins, stay together up there in, Lake Placid, right? Where the hell did they stay? Where did they? Am I right? When they started the year up in Lake Placid, they went up there early. They talked about the bonding experience, about you get around, we practice a lot, we play together a lot, but there's something to be said when you take your team and you stick together for a good 4 or 5 day chunk. And you talk about Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce sitting there having a cappuccino. Where the hell was that at? Italy or whatever. Rome. And you come together as a team. There's something to be said for that. That Chargers team is road tested. That'd be a nice bone to throw to them. You know what, guys? You're 7-1.
2011, the Bruins went to Lake Placid in the playoffs.
Thought so. So you come together as a team as being a 7-1 road-tested team. You know what, guys? Don't worry about getting back on that plane. We're gonna take over a hotel. We're going to put you up. You have to worry about being around your family. We're just going to go out. We're going to coach you up and get ready to play.
They already had this week. They did it in Cleveland earlier this year before they went to London. They had their bonding.
That's Cleveland, though.
Oh, that doesn't counter?
No.
That doesn't count? Does it mean anything?
It's amazing how Cleveland has technology, but nobody else does.
Ryan's in Woonsocket today. Ryan.
Yeah. Quick point on the game coming up. I think the Chargers have really the better team. You talk about offense, defense. I think, you know, all three phases of the game. I think the one big advantage we have is obviously the weather and the conditions. I just wanted Zolak, if you could talk to that, you know, a team from the West coming out East playing in those conditions, because I've seen a lot of times where, you know, it affects them, you know, it affects those teams. So I just wanted to
hear you guys. Ryan, who do you think it could impact the most?
I think L.A. I think it could impact them. They haven't played
right,
in the game.
On their team. Who do you think is going to be impacted by that?
Receivers, running backs, DBs.
Probably Phillip Rivers. I mean, you got good corners, J.C. Jackson improving.
Yep.
But, you know, they haven't played in a game that's below 40 degrees. And it's going to be in the 20s with the wind chill in the teens. I mean, that's a big deal.
You know, it's a lot with
those warm weather teams. I mean, I think it could have an impact.
And I think at the end of the week, you practice in your stadium. You get used to playing on that surface. You adapt to the surface, what type of shoes you wear and all that. Brady talked about the practice leading up to it, because I like to practice in that weather because I know what I'm going to wear.
Phillip Rivers gets
me ready for that day.
Phillip Rivers in games that were less than 39 degrees, regular and postseason. He's played in those games 17 times. He's 10-7.
So he's a tough SOB. I would never question his toughness or his mentality.
He's completed over 60% of his passes in those games, 27 touchdowns, 18 picks.
Hurts a little bit more in that weather when you get hit. You have a hand go off a helmet, or you get your head driven into the turf. And if you don't put your helmet on that heater, and then all of a sudden you grab it, like, uh-oh, I can't get my helmet on my head. My helmet's completely frozen. There's little things like that. You can suck it up for 3 hours. Everybody's got plenty of cold. You're human. You got to deal with it. All of a sudden, what? You don't have warm blood? You're a cold-blooded animal? No. You suck it up for those 3 hours. But I think your awareness of it and how you get ready to play in it benefits the Patriots in this. How could it not?
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know when, like, guys like Kevin Weeks calls this Beantown. Everybody gets all pissed off. There's always something that bugs you about that. When the playoffs get cranked up and they start trending that way, this isn't us. This.
Sorry. Cole, I can see it.
Oh, no, it's a yeah! Boston! Oh, I got it. Irish fan. Ah, ha-ha. Drives me crazy. Okay, you had something really good about the show to say. Get that out. Thank you.
I had good news and bad news. I always take the good news first. You?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then the bad news is not as big of a blow.
My kid comes to me, you want good news or bad news? Just give me the good stuff.
Give me the good news first.
Because you beat your ass after the bad stuff, and I don't want to hear the good stuff.
Give me the good news.
All right.
Give me the good news. Here's the great news. Not even just good. Great. We've got Patriots tickets to give away.
Oh, are we doing it?
We're going to do it Thursday.
From the Ice Bowl.
We'll be at Warrior that day. Yes. Yeah. We're going to have two chances on this show. For you to win Patriots tickets for Sunday's game.
So we got two pair.
We have two pairs to give away. They have given us two pairs to give away on Thursday to Sunday's divisional round game, playoff tickets.
That's awesome.
For Sunday.
Nice.
We will give away those tickets on Thursday, this coming Thursday, not today, not right now, Thursday at 11:30 and 1:30 here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Mm.
Two pairs of tickets to give away.
That's great
Thursday.
News.
That is great news.
All right,
excellent news.
Bad news.
The bad news is Julian Edelman continues to try and, like, sell us things. He's got his clothing line and the pop-up store and all that crap.
Eh, well, that's his brand.
All right, which is fine. Everyone's trying to make a buck. That's cool. It's that he's trying to start a Beat LA campaign this week.
Nope. Not doing it. I don't understand this Beat LA thing. Now, don't take it as what he makes all you. No. Nope. This is a 1980s Celtic Laker thing. Beat LA. Okay, this is strictly a Celtic thing. I didn't buy it during the World Series either.
Right.
With the Dodgers.
Stupid
beat
then.
LA.
It's
no,
stupid
you don't
now.
Do that.
Especially stupid
Thank
now,
you.
Considering we barely acknowledge that the San Diego Chargers now play in LA.
Like, you have to have dislike for the team too. Like the, that Celtic.
The
Laker
other
thing.
Team has to have fans from LA. They don't even have fans in LA. They don't have a stadium.
This?
They don't have a stadium. They don't have fans.
I'd rather buy a squirrel T-shirt. No, I mean,
if you're watching on our simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, you see the silly logo that Julian Edelman is now pushing.
No!
And he's selling it on a T-shirt, of course, too.
How about sell T-shirt?
Because...
Be better.
While you're at it, buy a T-shirt. And then he put together some sort of promotional video to plug this theme of beating LA,
like,
which
beat
is
LA is not a thing.
Completely absurd.
It's
you know
not
how,
a thing.
Yeah, do you know how to make it look like you're not from here?
How long have you
been
doing
what Julian
sports
Edelman is doing right now.
Right.
It's foolish.
How long have you been doing sports radio?
It's the ability.
What's this?
Wait.
Stop. What is that?
Stop. Is that Red? We're going to invoke the voice of Red?
This is why. It's a Celtic
Over
thing.
This?
This is Celtic.
Okay.
It's strictly a Celtic thing.
I'm pissed already.
I'm pissed off, too.
I haven't heard this yet. Let's listen.
All right. We'll be quiet.
It's the ability to perform under dire situations. In other words, what does he do in a clutch? What has he won?
Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Red Sox win the World Series.
Yep. What have happened to the Los Angeles dynasty? You guys been talking about a dynasty. Here's where it is, right here.
Wow, when Joe Buck said that, did you think beat LA? I sure didn't. When Red's talking and the Celtic fans are chanting beat LA, that's a Celtic basketball thing.
Red.
That is a 80s Celtic thing, beat LA.
Love those Red clips, though. Love those.
There.
You're talking about a dynasty? Well, here it is. Oh,
I think it's nice.
I wish there were.
Oh, do you?
I think
why don't you go buy a shirt?
I wish there were more people in sports like
Red. Why don't you
Red
buy Calvin a shirt? He'd be like, Pete, why are we beating LA?
Why want to beat LA?
Why do you want to beat LA? Why is there a star there?
I think it plays into the storied rivalry between Boston and the Los Angeles Chargers. I think it's been there for months, and you capitalize on
makes
that.
Makes me want to hear that song, the new song we played today. Again, that Chargers, LA Chargers thing. Beat L. No. I'm angry, too. This is not a thing. This is don't. I'd say be better fans. This is not a beat LA thing.
San Diego Superchargers of Los Angeles.
That's real.
That's jam.
That's a real thing. Like
it's just a good song. The bass song.
Yeah, temporary home city. It doesn't want us. Like we'll force the name in. Not selling you anything. Don't need that. They got pizza there. You'll need to eat it. Don't need to bring food to the party.
Are we talking to a player tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, we need to ask them about it.
Who do you want to talk to?
Beat LA. What do they think?
I want Van Noy tomorrow. That's what I want. Van Noy, he's not going to put up with this. He calls like he sees it.
He's very protective of his teammates, though. Very protective. This is stupid. It's just dumb. Stupid. What are you doing?
It's the dumbest thing in a week.
Dumb. It'd be dumb if the Red Sox tried to make that a thing. It's dumb for the Patriots.
Is this because maybe being a West Coast
any Patriot, including Julian Edelman, to make this a thing?
Like he's really a San Francisco kid. Yeah, I mean, it's not. I could see if like this was.
He's not from LA.
If you're playing San Francisco, yeah, then
what?
Maybe He's a San Francisco kid.
Beat San Francisco?
I don't know, but like...
Beat SF?
I'm trying to see. What's the...
Well, that's where the beat LA comes from. The Giants fans, Giants, Dodgers, beat LA. Makes sense a little bit. He's got a little hatred for LA.
Maybe he's got a little dislike of LA himself.
That's great.
Okay.
The Chargers aren't from LA. They're exactly. from San Diego.
But that beat LA thing is a Celtic thing, right? Like, I'm not wrong on that.
It's a Celtics thing.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
And that's it.
Let's leave it with them.
That's where it begins and ends.
Right.
Beat LA is for the Celtics. And
correct.
It's great. It's appropriate. And it
right.
works.
Right.
And it's historic.
Okay.
This garbage?
Sweet.
Good, Hardy. I hope you buy a couple t-shirts.
Well, I just...
La, la, la.
I don't want to miss out on all the conversation that goes on around town over the next 4 or 5 days, which is, of course, got to beat L.A. That's what everybody
all
says.
Right, then.
Beat L.A.
Do you wake up in the morning and hit the alarm clock?
Being
wake
facetious.
Up. Oh. Time to beat
what,
L.A. Again.
What can I do today to help beat L.A.? That's my... I'm going to... Piggyback.
Join the cause.
What can you...
Join the cause.
How about this, Beatle? Make it more like an Uncle Sam.
What have can you do?
What have you done today to help in the campaign to beat L.A.? It's a little wordy. I'm workshopping.
No, but
what have you done today to beat L.A.?
Put the mirror into it, too. Like you got to look in the mirror, and you got to ask that dude in the mirror, what did you do today to beat L.A.? The man in the mirror, the man in the glass.
Of course, I've cut down on my usage of tin cans.
What have you done
you
on this
do-
blessed day to help... In the effort to beat L.A.
You know what I'm doing? I'm using real straws.
The football contest is only 5 days away. I ask you, sir.
No, we're getting stupid. It's
Paper Straw City.
How will you beat L.A.? That's the rallying call. Beat L.A.
It's a hot sports town.
Look
really
at the hashtag. Yeah. Hold on. Have we checked the hashtag?
You do that.
Beat L.A.
You check that hashtag. 617-779-0985.
Oh, look, right there at the top.
Does Rob Lowe live there?
Julian Edelman. Beat LA and hashtag beat LA.
Of course.
First tweet that comes up.
Do they feel like they're from LA? Like the Chargers? Like, hey, I'm in LA.
They're so from LA that Philip Rivers still drives from San Diego every day.
Do any of their cell phones of the current team even have a LA area code?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.